From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu is now the deadliest terror attack in the country's history. The Somali Minister of Information tweeted that the number killed has now risen to 276, with about 300 wounded. In Washington, the U.S. State Department condemned the attack in the strongest terms. Hundreds were wounded in the attack, as we noted, among them VOA reporter in Mogadishu, Abdul Kadir Mohammed Abdullah. Abdullah sustained injuries to his neck, hand, and had burns throughout his body, but he was in good spirits as he spoke about his condition to the Voice of America. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development. But he said President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what he believes are flaws in the agreement. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters continue to refuse to obey an order by Iraqi soldiers to withdraw from the oil-producing city of Kirkuk. That leaves the two sides in a standoff because the deadline was midnight Saturday for the Kurds to withdraw. A Kurdish security official told reporters that Iraq had told the Kurds to get out, but he said the Peshmerga will stay put and defend their position. Reporters in the area say there have been no clashes, but they do report that fighters on both sides seem to be poised for conflict. This is VOA News. After more than six decades,